The United Way of Northwest Arkansas's Fill the Bus event begins today. For more than a decade, the annual initiative has been providing local children with school supplies. Jackson Braswell, communications manager for United Way, says this is a great opportunity for the community to rally around a good cause.
And that's making sure that our kids have all the supplies they need when they go back to school. You know, it's a great feeling when you show up on that first day and you know that you have all the tools you need to succeed. And on the other end of that, it's you don't want any child to feel like they're not prepared or they're the ones that don't have the school supplies and their classmates do.
While working for the Springdale School District, Braswell says he learned many students need a little extra help preparing for the start of a new school year.
And my first experience with United Way was volunteering for Fill the Bus. And I really didn't have an idea of how many children in poverty we had in our community. And just seeing the amount of supplies that was gathered, the amount of people that were reaching out, and then hearing from these districts how it helped their kids and how many students that they had that truly showed up to school on the first day and didn't have anything. It's just crazy. You see all the big companies up here in Northwest Arkansas and you feel like it's growing and thriving, but there's still a big part of our area that are in poverty and are struggling. And so I think the numbers are going to be surprising to some, but we hope, like I said, that we can keep impacting more and more kids.
More than 35,000 students in 12 school districts and local nonprofits have been impacted by this drive. Over the next 2 days, volunteers will be stationed outside of Walmart supercenters collecting school supply donations. Braswell says it takes around 600 volunteers to make the day run.
But we've actually done great getting some volunteer help this year and have filled a lot of slots thanks to the school districts. The school districts do a great job of getting their people involved and also with our corporate drives. We count them as volunteers on this day because they help supply the outlying districts with school supplies. Just on the normal day, if you're at the Fayetteville Walmart, all the supplies you gather that day is going to go to the Fayetteville Public Schools, same as in Springdale and Rogers and up in McDonald County and Siloam as well. But our corporate drives are responsible for all the supplies that goes to the outlying districts in Northwest Arkansas, and they've done a great job so far.
If you're not sure what supplies to donate, volunteers will be on site with lists of needed items.
Crayons is a big thing. Glue is a big thing. Just pencils and paper are always big. It's crazy how many students don't have just the very, very basic things that they need when they come into a classroom. So there's always just really basic needs.
While picking up an extra pack of pencils or paper at the store may seem like a simple act, it can have a big impact on a child in need.
I think it's really cliche that children are the future, and especially in our community, education is huge, and I think everybody can agree on that. And one of the key components to getting a good education is having the tools to succeed. And it's not a cause that's going to break the bank either. It's tax-free weekend, you're at Walmart, and you're in that aisle, just grab a bag of pencils for 99 cents. Anything, any amount will help a child. And just the feeling that you'll get knowing that it's going directly to a student. It's not going anywhere. It's going to a kid. It's going to make their day and make the beginning of their school year. So I think that's a great reason to get involved.
Fill the Bus volunteers will be accepting supplies from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. today and tomorrow at Walmart Supercenters in Bentonville, Fayetteville, Huntsville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Springdale, and Pineville, Missouri. More information is available at unitedwaynwa.org.